Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. We'll elaborate more in the next perek, but a non-Jew actually has the ability to remove the status of idol worship from a figure. He could nullify the Avodah Zarah from it, and it would lose its forbidden status, and then a Jew afterwards is allowed to benefit from it. A Jew could never nullify the status of Avodah Zarah. Only a non-Jew could do this. Here we'll talk about how could a non-Jew remove the forbidden status of an Asherah tree and allow a Jew to benefit from it. Mishnah says, Ketzad mivatala, how does a non-Jew nullify the forbidden status of an Asherah tree? Kirsem vezered, if the non-Jew cut off the dry twigs or its moist twigs for his own use, he wanted to do something with it. Let's say he wanted to light a fire. So he's doing it not for the sake of the tree, to beautify the tree, but he's doing it because he wants to make use of the item. Natal memena makelo sharbit, or he removed a stick or a branch from it. He took it out of it. Afilu ala, or even a leaf. He removed it. He diminished it. Arezo betela. He nullified it, the non-Jew that he chose, that he no longer considers it to be an idol. Shefaya lesorka asuraf. He scraped the Asherah tree down in order to beautify it. So he's taking some of it away, but he's doing it to enhance the look of the Avodah Zarah. It stays problematic, it stays asura, because he didn't do any act of nullification. Shelo lesorka muteret, but if it wasn't for its own sake, let's say he wanted to actually use the scrapings of the Avodah Zarah, then the idol becomes permitted, because if he's using it for his own sake, it shows that he no longer considers it to be an idol.